This week's catechism question is number 88. What are the outward and ordinary means whereby Christ communicated to us the benefit of redemption? The answer is, the outward and ordinary means whereby Christ communicated to us the benefits of redemption are his ordinances, especially the word, sacraments, and prayer, all which are made effectual to the elect for salvation. Now, one of the main things to recognize about this question and answer is that it's acknowledging that Christ is the one who communicates to us the benefits of his redemption. Christ secured them for us, and now by his Spirit, Christ communicates to us, applies to us, the benefits of redemption. He pours out his Spirit. His Spirit is the one who does the work in our hearts. His Spirit is the one who exercises all of the power. And so the means do not have power in themselves. They are not mechanical. It's not like Jesus has built a grace machine, and if we operate it properly, it works by virtue of how the machine functions. They are not magical. Jesus has not given us things to do that compel the spiritual power that attends them. They are means, which means Jesus is the one who uses them. And that's how we get the word ordinary. Ordinary means that they are ordinances or things that the Lord Jesus has ordained to use. Now, when we talk about ordinary things in the world, we're actually recognizing that all of providence is continuously upheld and sustained by God. That God, the Holy Spirit, actually actively causes to function things that we would call natural laws, laws of physics and so forth. It is because God, in his mercy, does things consistently according to mechanisms that he has ordained in the creation. But the Lord is the one who sustains those things. This is why advances in science only ultimately came, or the advances in science in the 16th century and following only ultimately came as a result of a worldview that saw things as reliable because there's a Lord who is in control of everything. Interestingly, as man thinks he has gotten smarter and has theorized more, he's talking himself out of reliability in the scientific realm. That's neither here nor there. Just a reminder that when we say outward and ordinary means, we're talking about ways by which Christ operates. Now, if Christ gives us to make disciples by baptizing and by teaching, and if his Spirit, whom he pours out, produces the effect of devotion to the apostles' teaching and to the breaking of bread in the supper and to prayer, then we recognize that this is what Christ has commanded, and this is what Christ, by his Spirit, has produced. And therefore, when we devote ourselves to word, sacraments, and prayer, we're devoting ourselves to them not because of how powerful they are in themselves, not because they are ways that put God in our debt or allow us to squeeze out of God what we want. You remember the way the Jews thought of what the Lord had commanded at the beginning of Isaiah 58. But because the one whom we trust to do it, the one whom we hope will do it, has given us these things to do as our part in it. And so we cannot say that we are trusting him unless we are attending upon the word. We cannot say that we are trusting him unless we are administering the sacraments. We cannot say that we are trusting him unless we are praying, because these are the things that he has told us to do. And yet, as we attend upon the word, we must do so out of trust in him, not because we think we'll get so theologically smart that we'll be spiritually better, or that we will develop such a habit of using the word that God will be impressed with us, or that it will somehow produce spiritual benefit in and of the habit by itself. So yes, trusting him means attending upon the word and the administration of the sacraments and prayer, set times of prayer and continual prayer. But then when we come to the word, we must come to the word by faith in him. And when we come to the sacraments, we must attend the sacraments, trusting in him and hoping in him to use them. And when we come to prayer, we must come to prayer in dependence upon him, which means with a submissive spirit and praying according to his word and so forth. Now, much of the rest of the catechism, actually all of the rest of the catechism, is going to be dealing with words, sacraments, and prayer. But just thinking about what it means that these are means, and to notice that they are outward and ordinary, and therefore there must be that internal interaction with God, because only he is the one who makes them effectual. And this, of course, means that the only people they are effectual for is the elect, that God has appointed these means, but our only hope can be in the pleasure of his mercy, that he would be pleased to save us according to his grace. And so they're not effectual to the highly skillful. They're not effectual to the highly consistent. We want to be skillful. We want to be consistent because these are things God has commanded, and therefore they're worth doing well and they're worth doing consistent. But they're effectual to those whom God has determined to save, whom he has been pleased to save. And so we do them in entire dependence upon him. And then if he is the one who is making them effectual, and he's making them effectual to the elect, then that encourages us much that any genuine spiritual benefit that comes because of from whom it's coming and because of why it's coming, we know unto where it's going. It's coming from God. It's coming because we are the elect whom he has been pleased to mark out for and begin a work of salvation in us. And therefore, we can have every confidence that regardless of however little that genuine work has been so far, by comparison to however much is yet to be done, it is a participation in a work. It is a component of a work that must end in complete salvation. And so little by little, day by day, line by line, Lord's Day by Lord's Day, attending upon these means and dependence upon him, and he making them effectual, and we tempted to be discouraged by how much more effect we wish we could perceive and know and receive, and yet we should remember that if it's effectual at all, it's because the one who is causing the effect is bringing us all the way to salvation. All of that is there in this answer, the outward and ordinary means whereby Christ communicated to us the benefits of redemption are his ordinances, especially the word, sacraments, and prayer, all which are made effectual to the elect for salvation.